This is Vision Destiny 2022, session 13, sharing and reviewing some of the things in my journals from 2021 so far, some of the things God said, some of the things we did together, some of the things that I've done with other groups, particularly legislatively in government. The key themes for 2021, the realm of light, unconditional love, limitless grace, triumph and mercy. As you look back, you can see these themes at the time, you just have the experiences, but then they become thematic as you look back over them. 6th of April, Son, keep abiding in the light of our glory and be transformed by the love and truth that you will be bathed in. And that's what it felt like. I was being bathed. Come closer and be immersed and absorbed into us. Feel what we feel and know what we know to become who we made you to be. I stepped closer until I could no longer see, but entered into another level of being, somewhere between being one with and no longer being. This was not like nothing else I'd experienced. I was in an expanded and diminished state, which was so difficult to describe, as it's finding yourself, losing yourself simultaneously, being everywhere, being everything and nothing, being in oneness and still being distinct. Sort of confusing if you try and figure it out, but you've got to not try and figure it out. I felt like I was less than myself, yet more than myself, but still myself, but in an altered state of reality, a state of self. We're totally beyond my capacity to adequately explain. Son, you're not in perichoresis, you are perichoresis. You are not tied into a Trinitarian knot, but you are that knot, whatever that means. Abandon your senses and stop trying to understand this state of being and just be, and allow the being to enlighten you. And that is important. Being in this state of enlightenment will be begin to prepare you to go beyond once again, where there is so much more to be. And I believe that this is going to be a journey that continues and continues. And I'm going to continue going beyond to discover more of being. I was in such a state of being that everything seemed to stop. It was as if there was no motion, no movement. All was as it was, or as it was intended. There was no should be, could be, maybe, can be, just being. In this enlightened state of just being incorporated, being one. There was no individual thought, there was no thought of doing. I was for the first time being, no past, no present, no future, just now. In the moment, mindful, pure mindfulness. There was just a coherence of being in a lucid and altered state. I was aware, but I wasn't trying to fathom or figure it out. Son, feel everything as it always was, as time has no existence here within I am that I am, as we are, and now you are part of that we. In this enlightened state of being, there could be no thoughts or imaginations of anything different, as it felt all was perfected. Son, abide here and you will be able to be a restorational being within the external, eternal, external fabric of creation that still needs to become. So there's a sense where within creation, there's a memory of what it was, and in the external manifestation of creation, the fabric of it, it still needs to become what I was experiencing in that state of union. Let this continual state inspire, empower, and motivate your being within the created dimensions, just as it does us. Be in that transcendental and immanent states simultaneously and converge your enlightened state of reality to restore the cracked and fractured reality you live in. So transcendental in the eternal now, outside of time and space, immanent, being connected to everything. And therefore being connected to that which is broken enables you to bring that which is not broken within the eternal now into and converge so that the broken will be fixed, if you like, restored, made whole. This state of enlightenment is the only state of being that can see through the delusional matrix most of our children are trapped in. Live loved in transcendent immanence and love living in restorational reality and live loving kindness. Only the revealing of enlightened sons can free creation from its bondage to the unreal state of delusional corruption. I began to see visions that made some sense of what I was experiencing. Now, sometimes you just have an experience and that's it. You absorb it, it gives you revelation eventually, but sometimes things then give you visions to try and connect you with it in some sort of reference point, a grid of reference. So I saw creation as a metaphorical clock with the movement stuck as if straining to make the next tick. It was sort of trying to go forward but falling back, trying to go forward and falling back. It had the appearance that it was moving, but in fact just repeated the same moment. It felt like our kitchen clock at home. When the battery that we use is running low, it ticks, threatens to move, but falls back to the time in a perpetual time loop. This is a continual state of hope deferred, making the heart of humanity sick, hopelessly trapped in a repeated matrix moment. Thinking that things are moving forward and yet never getting anywhere. Living on that hamster wheel, going round and round and round, but never going anywhere. Enlightenment can see beyond into what is, so creation can be set free to become what it already is within the transcendent state of I am. All this felt like some sort of cosmic psychedelic trip, but I knew it had changed me. And as I was looking out of the window, this was in spring, the scene that I saw was like filled with expectation and hope. It was just a joyous thing. Life was bursting forth. The green was coming on the trees. The leaves were coming. The spring flowers were out. The tulips were starting to come out. The daffodils were still there. It was just beautiful. And it felt like this was filled with expectation. It felt like I was no longer looking through a glass darkly, but it was now illuminated like never before. I could see things that I couldn't see before. I'd gone beyond looking into the face of God to being within the Father. Another deeper level. 7th of April. I engaged in the realm of light in perfection, looked into the Father's face and directly into his eyes, where I was drawn closer and deeper until I was heart to heart. Another level. I began to feel waves of emotion, each wave a different feeling and frequency, but all the emotions had the similar harmonious characteristics of love. All those emotions are directed at me, touching me deeply, making me feel more completely secure, safe. And I knew that I would never be let down or disappointed. The faithfulness of God. I knew I could trust the Father implicitly and explicitly as I felt cocooned in his loving kindness, faithfulness and dependability. Such a safe, secure place within his arms of love, within him. Son, we're unconditional love, limitless grace, triumphant mercy, joy unspeakable and pure peace. So rest in being secure in the experience that gives you true knowledge, understanding, wisdom and prudence. And that enables a manifestation. We can release what we've received. We are all that you need, yet you cannot truly be without others to be in union with. Just as we are perichoresis, so are you one body. I remembered an encounter that I had in a government ascension where I engaged with the light of the Father and experienced mercy. And this was an encounter where it was rather overwhelming. I felt the overwhelming need for mercy within the children of God, the earth, the dimensions, but felt totally inadequate, even as a conduit. I learned to be a conduit and not a container by dwelling in the light of his face and not going and coming away, taking and coming away, emptying and refilling, but being a continual flow. As it felt like I was only the size of a straw when there was a need for a huge tunnel flowing with mercy. The Father said that many straws in union could provide the flow of mercy needed to overcome the loss, isolation, despair and hopelessness that I felt as I connected with creation, in all the different forms of creation. Yes, son, only hearts and minds in union with us will be able to receive and release all that you have felt to that which is lost and disconnected and disharmony. All the emotions I felt as waves and frequencies were now like a song, where each emotion was like a musical note created together as a symphony of emotions that produced such a beautiful, beautiful sound, melody, harmony. I felt and listened to the intensity of the music of the spheres that was being orchestrated within the Father's heart and immediately detected the familiar frequencies of the Father's oracles. I began to feel the full gamut of emotions, passion, burning desire, intense unspeakable joy, triumphant mercy, limitless grace, overwhelming unconditional love, deep compassion, pure peace, union and blessing. Such a beautiful sound, music. It was more than a frequency. It was music. But music like emotional music. The sounds were being orchestrating, were amazingly beautiful and awe-inspiring. They were alive with the energy of the Father's desire and intention. As the sounds resounded and moved throughout creation, the quantum lumens began to dance in rhythm to that symphony of intention, waiting to collapse the wave function into reality. Son, all creation is waiting, longing, and groaning with anticipation for the sons of God to join in by adding their unique sound, light, to the orchestra. I was captivated by the melody and harmony as the emotions and frequencies were composed to produce this joyous chorus of living sound. I began to realize the complexity of the music I was feeling and how, as wonderful as each part is, it is when it's only joined together in a wonderful union that restoration can fully be manifested. As amazing as the unconditional love, limitless grace and triumphant mercy are individually, and they are powerful individually, when together in union they're unstoppable, immovable, omnipotent. Son, now you see and know the power of union, why it's so necessary for the restoration of all things back to our original intention and beyond. The 8th of April. It is time to engage the Council of the Ages to align the Circle of the Deep with the Ages and the High Chancellor's Houses for this next season of awakening. Before you engage the council, come walk with me. We were immediately by the river of fire, looking at the firestones. We began to ascend the stones, pausing at each stone, where all my previous encounters with the stones were replayed to me. I re-experienced them. Now, I'd been there probably maybe 9-10 times, so this was really, really intense. You know, those firestone encounters have changed my life. They have created seasons of deconstruction and renewal and transformation and change and revelation and governmental responsibility. The love that I experienced in different ways and in different dimensions drew me into a state of deep rest until a new experience of love began to touch my whole being. A new experience going deeper. Unconditional love in its very essence and nature began to captivate my heart, awaken my senses to another level of God's being and my identity. I was transfixed as if being cocooned in a new material with deeper emotions for the diversity of creation. The fiery nature of this emotion was the embodiment of the desire for the restoration of creation, but specially directed towards the dimensions for me. After what seemed an age, I began to transform, the heat breaking the bonds of my being, allowing for transfiguration, spaghettification. I was just being dismantled, but transformed and put back together. I began to move, twisting and turning within the cocoon until it began to split, and I started to emerge from the fire, transformed, like a butterfly coming out of that chrysalis. Son, the next age of mankind's ascension is being catalyzed by the awakening of consciousness to unconditional love. It will seem to be a restriction when this begins to occur globally, but it is just a place of transformation before humanity emerges metamorphosed. So there may be things that happen on a global scale that seem not good or may seem bad or may seem very restrictive, but actually they're part of a process of metamorphosis, transformation, transfiguration. When fully emerged, I became aware that my external appearance was the same, but my consciousness had expanded and I could see different wavelengths of light and hear greater frequencies of sound. I was tuned to engage in different senses beyond the physical of our eyes and ears to engage in other wavelengths beyond. I also felt that my internal being had changed in some way. I'm not sure if it was physical or another state of being, but something had changed. Something had happened. We continued to walk up the steps, each one like a stone, pausing at each for a recapitulation of my previous encounters and then experiencing another dimension of each until we finally reached the 10th stone. So we went through the 9 of the dimensions of the character of God, his emotional characteristics, love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, self-control. And all of those were intense experiences. But then we went on to the 10th stone, which had been birthed before. Son, it is time to birth the next age, stone and throne. I stood there, but also shifted my consciousness to engage the cradle of life, where I began to brood over all I just experienced. I knew this was going to be a creative moment, so I began to engage in that creative process, even whilst there, in that moment. And you can begin to live moments within the moments. That quantum moment stretched out before me as I became the voice of the sound of many waters and eventually progressed through the chamber of destiny and the chamber of creation where the quantum lumens, the living light strings of grace, were activated. I saw the new 11th stone begin to form as the photons began to collapse, the wave function into a new reality. Now I saw this happen. Normally you see the results of what it's happening, but I saw it as if I was watching this collapse. As we stepped onto the stone, it was like I'd entered another reality, and immediately we were transported to a throne in a new realm of the government of heaven. Now, I don't know where this realm is. I didn't know where it was, but it was a new level of government, and I think in a creative way. Sun, forerunners will begin to be seated here as they are transformed by this next age awareness of unconditional love and truth. The light was different, almost tangible, and the atmosphere was heavy with anticipation and possibility. This was creative realm, like nothing I'd been in before. It's a creative realm. I knew I was representative of mankind and that many forerunners are being prepared for a new expanded consciousness reality, conscious reality. Sun, be still and know who you are by becoming so you can be. 19th of April. Sun, multidimensional reality is what our children were created for, to be like us and represent us to all creation. All of creation was designed to cooperate together in harmony, to represent our manifold nature and is an expression of who we are creatively. Our children were always intended to mature, to be all they could possibly be without limitations and restrictions within love. I became acutely aware of where I am in multidimensional realms and positions, sensing both from the Father's intentions and the heavenly perspective of being in multiple heavenly realms and positions, and from with the portals of the Merkaba within the core of my being. So that's where I communicate and are connected. So I'm connected being within, and I'm connected within me. I felt the energy of creative desire pulsating with potential for the restoration of all things and beyond, and the need for a full revelation of immortality. We're going to need to be immortal, or to function in immortality, to be able to fulfill the mandate for the restoration of creation. If we're going to function together in three generations, working together as one, in one union. Son, all our children, along with all created things, were designed to be immortal so they could enjoy limitless union without end. Being deceived into following their own path broke their union with creation, that has created the illusion of separation that continues to keep our children from their true destiny. Ascension was always going to be a process of maturing, following the pathway of the Tree of Life to its conclusion. The deceptive delusion that keeps our children from their true identity and destiny, living in the futility of their own minds, must be exposed. The full potential of sonship must be realized for creation to be set free and restored to union and harmony. In that instant, a quantum moment expanded, and I remembered all my experiences of creational union and harmony. All my experiences that I'd been spaghettified, where I felt one, where I connected to what it was before everything was disconnected. All those experiences were just in that moment, and there were lots of them. Sometimes you just sort of don't remember quite how many encounters you have over certain things. The limitations of a single dimensional reality must be exposed by the global and cosmic shift in an expansion of consciousness that's beginning to take place. This awakening to love, and therefore true awareness of who we are, is the goal of this season, so our children can begin to be set free from their bondage and deception. We must know who they are as God to know who we are as sons. There will continue to be much opposition, both within and without, to the restoration of all things message, but you will begin to find and connect with those who are awakening to reality. And I am. Son, continue to be at rest so your frequency can resonate across the dimensions. Your whole being has been coming into an alignment with the oracles of our heart, and now you can be a dimensional oracle. Your frequency will be joined in union with others who are participating in the Earth Shield and becoming multidimensional themselves. There are different councils being formed to facilitate the awakening within different parts of creation that are all part of a bigger strategy, and the councils begin to connect to form that strategy. Pursue the council with the guardians, ambassadors, and chancellors in union with those who you resonate with. I engaged the cradle of life, began to brood over the union and formation of this council and its impact on the restoration of the dimensions. Creative thoughts and intentions of oneness and harmony began to form a picture that was vibrating with desire and energy. As I continued contemplating, I began to vibrate until I was ready to become the sound of many waters, to be able to activate the quantum lumens within the chamber of creation. I was aware that I was not alone, that there were others who were part of the creative process, who were in such union of heart and mind that they were almost indistinguishable. I released a hand-shaking frequency. Now, hand-shaking is a term, obviously you can shake someone's hand physically, but hand-shaking is a computer term for how things can connect with one another. Hand-shaking would happen with a computer connected to a printer, for instance, different things like that. So I wanted to connect with others. So I released a frequency of the desire to consciously be able to connect with those who are in union and felt multiple energy signatures respond. Don't know who they were, but I connected to them. Sun release another blue light call, but now focus this towards the indigo end of the scale of frequencies to connect with those who are awakened. Now, obviously I've released blue lights numerous times over the last 10 years, and this was being directed towards a particular end of the scale of blue, which is indigo. And how do you do that? You just do it. You know, you focus your intention and you just do what you're called to do. I released that frequency beacon through my Merkaba portals dimensionally as waves of light carrying my desire and intention for union. I sensed the energy of the different people, dimensions of the earth, cosmos, elementals, angelic realms, heavenly realms, dimensions that were being engaged by the light call, and I opened my heart to them. If we're going to engage, we must open our hearts. We cannot be guarded and closed in our hearts. We cannot keep our hearts protected. Yes, you can say, well, it's dangerous. I might be disappointed. I might be let down. Well, that's part of life. But we have to show that our hearts are open and filled with love and desire for these different dimensional connections that we're being engaged with. I knew that I would need to be diligent and vigilant in my desire to connect, and this new blue light call would need to be continually broadcast multidimensionally. This was not just a one-off. This was a continual process. This was something that I was going to engage with over and over and over again. So I would encourage you to engage yourself. Who are you going to connect to? Be willing to go deeper. Be willing to connect at a new level. Be willing to engage those firestones for life transformation that will take you deeper and deeper and deeper until you come into a creative sense of union where you become your creative self, where you begin to discover your authority as a sun for creation, co-creating. Open up your heart, open up your mind. Be willing to pursue it. Set your hearts on it. But always come to that place of rest. Don't strive. Don't try and figure it out. Don't try and work it all out in your own mind. Come to a place of rest and trust. Trust is a sign of maturity. We need to trust in the Father if we're going to be fully manifest as sons. So I'm just going to again finish with a little activation. So I just encourage you to close your eyes. Come to a place of rest, begin to slow down your thinking, slow down your emotions, slow down your body, relax, just relax your being. And start thinking about your breathing and slowly breathe in and breathe out, breathe in and breathe out, till you're breathing in the unconditional love of the Father. It's going deep within you, creating a flow of energy, of life within you. Be still and feel loved. Feel accepted. Feel approved of. Feel affirmed. Feel the affection of the Father's desire for you. And in that stillness, begin to go deeper with God at a deeper level, deeper into love, deeper into joy, deeper into peace. Just engage the frequencies of love, joy and peace. Go deeper into the truth, deeper into limitless grace, deeper into triumphant mercy. Just let the frequencies of love, joy, and peace go round you. Just rest, rest, rest. And in that safe place, set the desires of your heart on engaging wherever the Father would take you, but be open to desire for engaging the firestones within the garden of God by the river of fire, stepping onto the stones and going deeper, being immersed and even joined to the stones. Step on that first stone, engage in depths of love, beyond, beyond, beyond. Just be open for wherever the Father wants to reveal, wherever the Father wants to take you, engage. Just experience that place of deeper, deeper, deeper intimacy of being, filled with love, joy, and peace.